tell me a little bit about how you met Alison Dubois, who, of course, is what the television show Medium has been built around.
Yes, well, when I met Alison, first of all, it was a complete surprise, and secondly, she was then an unknown, actually, medium in training, as many of these people have been. For example, John Edward, by the way, when I first began working with him, he was unknown to the general public. He didn't have his television show then, and it was certainly the same with Alison. She and her then mentor, Catherine Yount, had scheduled an appointment to come see me at my office at the University of Arizona. And the timing was synchronistic because the day before, it turned out that Susie Smith, this woman who I dearly loved, had suddenly died. She literally dropped dead of a heart attack just prior to her 90th birthday. And as you can guess, virtually no one knew that this had happened yet because it hadn't been announced to anyone. And anyway, Alison and Catherine came to my office to talk to me about the possibility of participating in research. Apparently, Alison had seen a program on Dateline, which featured John Edward. It included some research that I had done with him. And she claims that her, quote, spirit guides told her that she was meant to come and see me to be tested, to see whether she really had this gift. So anyway, there is this very attractive, bright, strong woman, young woman, when her mentor, in my office. And because Susie had just died, you know, I had now lost a loved one and someone who really cared about this research.
Sure.
So I did something I never did before, and just spontaneously, I told both of them, I said, look, I said, recently, someone who I knew and loved died. And if you'd be willing, I'd like to do an informal experiment and see if you can receive any information about Susie, okay? Because I was, as you know, not just curious about their own potential talent, but more importantly, I wanted to know whether Susie was still here.
Well, of course.
And they went on to do a reading, the two of them. It was brief, but it was remarkably evidential. And it set the stage for the whole series of experiments that we then did over a four-year period. Now, some of the information that that mediums give, it can be very vague or general. For example, Alison said she saw an older woman who had died, a grandmother-like figure. Well, you know, most of us have an older woman grandmother figure who has died. And you could say, well, that's just a vague general piece of information. But it also happened to be true. I mean, that was the person I wanted to hear from. But that didn't mean it was necessarily Susie, right? It could have been any number of people.
Anyone, exactly.
Right. But then, on the other hand, they gave information such as, this woman is showing me the newspaper. That's what Alison said. And then the Catherine chimed in and said, yes, and there's something about an obituary that is important to the sitter. Well, what they didn't know was that Susie, who had died, and I didn't know it was Susie. Susie had been a journalist, and Susie, it turns out, had written her own obituary. And she had actually read her obituary to me. Susie insisted upon doing this. And by the way, I don't know about you, but most people that I know do not read me their obituaries.
No.
Okay.
It's not something that would occur all the time.
Right. And also, it is not the case that after they die, you are the person who then gives their obituary to the newspaper.
Oh, my God!
Right? So the fact that Susie was a newspaper reporter and that this obituary was just appearing in the Tucson newspaper that very morning. And by the way, these people came from Phoenix, and they had no way of knowing that this was was occurring. That kind of information said, it looks like there's something real here. And that's how it began.
And it began in a big way, didn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it began, first of all, in an evidential way, although it was obviously informal. But it was also meaningful for me because this was the start of the possibility of someone who had devoted 40 years of her life, more than 40 years of her life, to this work, that she might be able to prove her existence after she died, beginning with these two mediums, plus another one, Laurie Campbell, who had actually done a secret reading the night before. So it was very, propitious and auspicious.
The ability of Alison Dubois, at her young age, it was absolutely incredible. Did she talk at all about her life as a child? Did anything specifically happen to her, Gary?
Certainly at the time of our meeting, we spoke, relatively briefly. But she did share with me that she had had this gift since she was a young child, that it also had run somewhat in her family. She claimed to me, quite matter-of-factly, almost brashly, that she said, that she sees dead people. Now, by the way, most mediums don't see. That is not, they don't see in the physical world.
They
feel, or they hear, or they see, quote, in their mind's eye, that's something described as a movie in their head. But Alison claimed that she actually saw in the physical world, like the little boy in the Sixth Sense. And of course, at that time, I had no way of knowing whether her perceptions were accurate or not. But she apparently, just had this gift at an early age, and it was very much a challenge for her to cope with it and to come to it, accept it, and then finally to use it in the special ways that she does.
What kind of experiments, based on your scientific study, do you put people like Alison through in order to verify that there's something very unusual here?
Well, we do all kinds of experiments. Probably the most stringent, if you would, the ultimate tests are what are called double-blind or triple-blind experiments. And toward the in chapter 6 of the book, The Truth About Medium, I actually have a chapter called Believing a Triple-Blind Experiment.